Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. India's Neeraj Chopra bags silver medal in men's javelin throw at Paris Olympics. Indian hockey team wins second successive bronze medal after 52 years. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate Neeraj Chopra and hockey team. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to embark on a three-day visit to Maldives beginning today. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus takes oath as head of interim government in Bangladesh. Election Commission of India team holds deliberations with stakeholders on Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls in Srinagar. Week-long Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to begin across the country today, and National Stock Exchange's unique registered investor base crosses 10 crore mark. And now the news in detail. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Neeraj Chopra has clinched silver medal in javelin throw and the Indian hockey team claimed a second successive Olympic bronze medal for the first time in 52 years. More from our correspondent.
As the sun set over the gargantuan Stade de France, Indian athletics' superstar stepped out to defend his javelin gold. But Neeraj Chopra was up against a glittering field and found himself on the back foot early as Pakistan's big hope Arshad Nadeem hurled a jaw-dropping throw with his javelin falling 92.97 meters away and setting an Olympic record. Neeraj hurled a massive throw of 89.45 meters, not enough to give him the gold again, but enough to make history. Neeraj became the first Indian track and field athlete to win back-to-back Olympic medals with this silver win and added to his already astonishing legacy.
Mere upar bhi khud pe bharosa tha, mere dimag mein ye chal raha tha ki main second throw mein jo karna bahut zyada josh tha andar bahut zyada, par wahi hai ki jitna body ka saath tha uske hisab se throw achhi lagi, wahi hai ki agar sab cheeze achhi hongi to kitni achhi throw lagegi, to un cheezon pe kaam karna hai.
In hockey, India rode captain Harmanpreet Singh's two penalty corner conversions to beat Spain 2-1 and clinch a second successive Olympic bronze.
Jo humme apne aap pe believe tha day one se ki hum acha karenge isme, but unfortunately jo गोल्ड का सफर था वो नहीं हम कर पाए, बट आई थिंक जो हमने ब्रॉन्ज मेडल जीता है और बैक टू बैक जीता है, ये हिस्ट्री है, हॉकी के लिए बहुत बड़ी बात है और इंडिया के लिए बहुत बड़ी बात है.
द टू मेडल्स ओपन द फ्लडगेट ऑफ इमोशंस बैक होम एज वेल एज स्टेडिया हियर इन पेरिस थ्रॉन्ग्ड बाय इंडियन फैंस. शौर्य चौधरी फॉर आकाशवाणी फ्रॉम पेरिस.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Neeraj Chopra on winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics. In a message, President Murmu said that India is proud of him and his feat will inspire generations to come. Congratulating Neeraj Chopra, Prime Minister Modi said that Neeraj has shown his brilliance and India is elated as he comes back with yet another Olympic success. Home Minister Amit Shah praised Neeraj Chopra and said that he has enhanced the honour of the Tiranga. President Draupadi Murmu also congratulated the hockey team for securing the bronze medal at the Paris Olympics. She said the team deserves highest praise for resurgence of the Indian hockey. President Murmu added that the Indian hockey team's consistency, skills, cohesion and fighting spirit will inspire India's youth. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar too extended heartiest greetings to the Indian hockey contingent for their historic victory. He said the Indian hockey players have made India proud on the world stage. Vice President Dhankar wished the team continued success in all their future endeavours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke to the members of the medal-winning Indian men's hockey team over phone in Paris and congratulated the players for their courageous performance against Spain. He appreciated the Indian hockey team's fighting spirit after losing a nerve-wracking clash to Germany in the semi-finals. Speaking to the players on the phone, PM Modi referred to the Indian team's captain Harmanpreet Singh as the sarpanch of the team. PM Modi appreciated Harmanpreet and said that under his leadership and with the efforts of all teammates, India has emerged victorious again. PM Modi expressed confidence that the Indian hockey will revive the golden period of the sport. Hockey India has announced a cash prize of 15 lakh rupees for each player of the men's hockey team and 7.5 lakh rupees for each member of the support staff in recognition of their bronze medal triumph at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The match held at the Yves du Manoir Stadium yesterday was also the farewell game of legendary Indian goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh. The 36-year-old Srijesh already announced his retirement in a tweet ahead of the bronze medal match. Indian athletes will be in action in wrestling, golf and athletics today. In wrestling, Aman Sehrawat will be eyeing an Olympic podium finish in men's 57kg freestyle event. Aman will face Darian Cruz of Puerto Rico in the bronze medal match at 9:45 p.m. IST tonight. In golf, Aditi Ashok and Deeksha Dagar will be teeing up for round 3 at the Albatross course, Le Golf National, just outside Paris. Aditi, who finished 4th at Tokyo 2020, is tied 14th after the first two rounds. Deeksha is also tied 14th and the third round will begin at 12:30 p.m. this afternoon. In athletics, India's men's and women's 4x400m relay teams will also be in action at the Stade de France later in the afternoon. The men's 4x400m relay team will compete in Heat 2 at 2:35 p.m. Similarly, the women's 4x400m relay team is also in Heat 2 and their Round 1 heat is scheduled for 2:10 p.m. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan Tirange Ki Shaan Mein एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back to Morning News on Akashvani. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will be on a 3-day official visit to Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent travel of the President of Maldives, Mohammad Muizu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. Maldives is a key maritime neighbour to India and holds a strategic position in the Indian Ocean. It has been considered an essential partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and its security and growth for all in the region, Sagar Vision. Dr. Jayashankar's trip is expected to focus on enhancing this partnership, exploring new avenues for cooperation and addressing concerns that have surfaced in the past year. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of the Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Muhammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangabhavan in Dhaka yesterday evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to Professor Muhammad Yunus on assumption of his new responsibilities in Bangladesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said, India remains committed to working with Bangladesh to fulfill the shared aspirations of the people of both the countries for peace, security and development. Mr. Muhammad Yunus is a Bangladeshi entrepreneur, banker and economist. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for founding the Grameen Bank and pioneering the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. The Election Commission of India, ECI, headed by the Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, is on a 2-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to oversee poll preparations for assembly elections in the Union Territory. The ECI team engaged in extensive deliberations yesterday with various stakeholders, including representatives from national and state recognized political parties, to solicit valuable insights and understand their concerns to foster their active involvement in the electoral process. Earlier, the ECI reviewed the poll preparedness with their district election officers and superintendents of police to deliberate on administrative and security arrangements crucial to the conduct of elections. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that India is the second largest manufacturer of footwear in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 8th India International Footwear Fair 2024 in New Delhi yesterday, he said it is time for the country to become number one in this sector. Mr. Goyal expressed hopes that India's footwear sector will touch the $50 billion export mark by 2030. He emphasized that the government is committed to the growth of the footwear sector and all kinds of ideas and suggestions are welcome. He advised manufacturers to take leverage of the free trade agreement with the countries. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from today to the 15th of August to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to hoist the Tiranga at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the website harghartiranga.com. The minister said Tiranga bike rally with members of parliament and ministers will be organized on the 13th of August.
देश के हर घर तक तिरंगा पहुंचे, सम्मान के साथ में तिरंगा फहराया जाए, विभिन्न कार्यक्रमों का आयोजन इसके दौरान किया जाएगा, तिरंगा दौड़ का आयोजन देश में अनेक स्थानों पर होने वाला है, आम जन की भागीदारी जो सुनिश्चित करते हुए ये एक सफल आयोजन हो और हम 2047 तक भारत को विकसित करेंगे, इस संकल्प को एक बार फिर सुदृढ़ कर सकें, इसकी दृष्टिकोण से ये कार्यक्रम अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण होगा.
The unique registered investor base of National Stock Exchange has crossed the 10 crore mark for the first time. It took over 25 years for the registered investor base to hit the 4 crore mark in March 2021. The subsequent 1 crore increments have come through at an accelerated pace, taking on an average of about 6 to 7 months. The last crore was added in just over 5 months, the NSE said in a release. During this period, daily new unique investor registrations have averaged between 50,000 to 78,000. The investor base has seen more than 3 times jump in the last 5 years, facilitated by rapid growth in digitization, rising investor awareness, financial inclusion, and sustained market performance. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast widespread to very heavy rainfall over several parts of the country for the next 7 days. More from our correspondent.
According to IMD, the northeast and western Himalayan regions are expected to witness fairly widespread to very heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning throughout the week. The weather department also forecasts that eastern part of the country will experience similar weather conditions over the next 3 to 4 days. It added that subdued rainfall activity is anticipated over peninsular India during the next 7 days. This is Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. Government agrees to send Waqf Bill to Joint Parliamentary Committee after heated debate, writes the statesman. Hindustan Times headlines, recommendations of the report on recent flooding and waterlogging, which killed 3 students, stating, move all coaching centres to better planned areas. The Economic Times, quoting the Supreme Court, writes, service tax cannot be levied on sale of lottery tickets. A headline in the Pioneer notes, registration of temples, mats, struts made mandatory in Bihar. Neeraj Chopra, first Indian to win Olympic gold and silver, states the Indian Express, while the Tribune cites the historic moment of Indian hockey in Paris as the team clinches a second consecutive bronze medal at the Olympics after 52 years. And finally, rain and strong winds helped Delhi experience the cleanest air day yesterday after 333 days with air quality index of 53, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's Neeraj Chopra bags silver medal in men's javelin throw at Paris Olympics. Indian hockey team wins second successive bronze medal after 52 years. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate Neeraj Chopra and hockey team. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to embark on a 3-day visit to Maldives beginning today. Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus takes oath as head of interim government in Bangladesh. Election Commission of India team holds deliberations with stakeholders on Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls in Srinagar. Week-long Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to begin across the country today. And National Stock Exchange's unique registered investor base crosses 10 crore mark. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.